clean white sand, warm ocean and tropical backdrop of the number 2 River Beach is a short, if bumpy, ride south of Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. A well-known secret among expatriates and locals, many feel this beach symbolizes Sierra Leone's tourism trade. Little known, unspoiled, beautiful and slightly difficult to get to. Jim Dean, an American expat, who works for a USAID-funded project here, says this beach is special.
It's kind of an unspoiled area. If you pan in on the hills behind us, this is all the Western Reserve. This is what's left of the rainforest in this part of Sierra Leone. So all of us who live here and really enjoy this environment would like to see it promoted as sort of an ecotourism destination rather than, you know, turned into another Jamaica with big hotels and restaurants and bars.
But for the community association running the number 2 River Beach Resort, the weekend crowds from Freetown are only just enough to sustain their business. Daniel McCauley heads the association that successfully reinvested profit back into the business and into developing the nearby village. High youth unemployment and a beautiful beachside setting prompted the community to set up the resort 15 years ago. Now the association wants to expand.
Our future plans is actually to make sure that this resort becomes an eco lodge so that it will be internationally known. People will be coming from outside. That will make us make more money, obviously, and it will also be part of means of youth to be employed in this community.
McCauley says United Nations and NGO workers come in smaller numbers these days, so he hopes to attract international tourists to the resort instead. But challenges for Sierra Leone's tourism industry remain significant. Road infrastructure is poor, and prices are often relatively high for transport and lodging. There are few charter flights, and a return ticket on a commercial airline can cost over $1,000. Bimbola Carroll runs a local tour company, Visit Sierra Leone, and an online forum that addresses travellers' concerns about going to Sierra Leone.
For tour operators such as myself, I think the biggest challenge undoubtedly is the image that Sierra Leone has outside the country. I think, you know, during the years of the conflict, a lot of negative images came out, and it's very difficult to, you know, change those opinions that people have held about Sierra Leone.
The country's civil war ended almost 8 years ago, but many Westerners still associate the country with images of the conflict's violence and brutality. The 2006 Hollywood film Blood Diamond, set during the war, became the reference point for millions of viewers. Though nowhere near the height of the 1980s tourist boom, the tourist board says numbers are steadily rising. More than 5,000 people came to Sierra Leone on holiday last year. The first guidebook was published last year, and two UK-based tour operators are now organising trips to Sierra Leone. Karel Kanzius is a tourist visiting from Toronto, Canada. As she watches the sun set over Freetown's Lumley Beach, she says Sierra Leone surprised her.
I'd say my first impression, people here are very kind. The land is beautiful. The beaches are absolutely amazing as well. I was one of those people that was a little afraid, but now that I've been here, I've seen that it is quite stable and very safe as well. So pleasantly surprised.
Bimbola Carroll says he's confident that in a few years' time, Sierra Leone will be back on the tourism map. On the wall behind him, a poster depicting a pristine beach advises, "Discover Sierra Leone before everyone else does." The tourism board says tourism currently generates approximately $20 million. As the country moves from post-conflict to investor-friendly destination, tourism could have a significant impact on the economy of one of the poorest countries in the world. If only they can convince people to come. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.